going to be playing a song that he played, or I'm sorry, that he wrote when his own father passed away. And this is from the album American Beauty. I hope you enjoyed my show today. I hope to be back real soon with some more music and stuff like that. And anyway, to lead us out is The Grateful Dead and Box of Rain from American Beauty. I'm Erin Darling. You've been listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. So long, farewell, Avita Jane, goodbye.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine. Then we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes. Go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM. Don't forget to keep it locked. I'm so getting fired.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch. With 75 days till graduation, Lead at Oneonta is hosting lunch at the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union at 12 p.m. Also happening March 3rd, join Chuck's Comedy Club at 9 p.m. with Aurora Sings over at the Waterfront Room. On Tuesday, March 4th, join the Office of Student Experience at 5:30 for a planetarium show, a night full of planetarium and science discoveries for adult and lifelong learners. This will be happening at the Physical Science Building in the Science Discovery Center. On Thursday, March 6th, there's a gallery reception happening at the Fine Arts Building at 5 p.m. Come celebrate the gallery's newest exhibition. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a book shop.
The eagle has landed.
What the graba?
What?
Okay. Anyway, hello. This is Mars. My name is Mars, or Marvin Lizama, and I have a radio show at 12 p.m. on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Hey, yo! Right. Okay, so I actually have a little bit too much fun on the radio, but today, this hour that I have set out on schedule is going to be a lot of yapping. Or not a lot of yapping, just a lot of me talking. So if you're not trying to tune into the conversations that are happening in my head today, tune out. But if you are, feel free to just tap in, call in the station, join me in a conversation, suggest a song. But yeah, my name is Mars Lazama. This show is created where I just come on the mic and just rant about my young adult life. If you like to hear ranting, awkward pauses, laughing, and live music, or silly little tunes, listen to WONY 90.9 FM only on Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can also look us up on wonyfm.org. Okay, so today, do y'all hear that like static noise in the back, or is that just me? Okay, me when I don't know what's happening. The truth of it all is this week has been extremely like, wait, let me fix this mic so that I can properly speak into it and not sound crazy. All right, so, oh gosh, that's pretty loud. Yeah, I hope that I sound good on air. I'm hoping. But yeah, let's yap about what's been happening. I feel like I'm in a very conversational mood. A lot, like I said earlier, has been happening this week. This week has been super eventful. Break is next week, so all of us should be going home. And I think I'm kind of excited. I'm going to return with shorter hair, which are literally my only plans. It's like getting a haircut, celebrating my mom's birthday, celebrating my friend's birthday, and returning back to lock in with math. But like, the truth is, I'm excited, and I'm almost happy that I'll get to disconnect for a little bit. I wonder, though, if it's always an intentional thing, because right around when break pops up for school, I feel like that's right when the time, like, that's around the time when I'm actually locked in with my classwork and I feel like I'm comprehending all of the math material. And so I'm excited but also kind of disappointed because I was just getting into the groove of things with my math classes and whatnot, but like, I can't complain. Tomorrow though, I have discrete maths, an exam at 10 a.m. so we're hoping that it goes well. I think the rest of today I'm just gonna lock in and study and not try to procrastinate and not do a bunch of other stuff, yeah, but like, yeah, putting my phone on DND because I can't right now. But yeah, mathematics sucks, and I talk about that a lot. Like, last week I was talking about it with, did I have my show last week? Actually, let's just say yes. But every time I come on the mic, I just talk about what's been happening with math, and so I'm low-key want to continue that. Math talks are so silly. My professor this morning for discrete maths, he's very sarcastic and almost like it's hard to really grasp anything or just know if he's being serious with something like the material. And so we are reviewing for the exam tomorrow. And when I tell you, this man is pulling jokes out of his like all the time. And it's like, damn, bro, can you be serious, challenge, for at least once? Like, please, please, please. Boy, what the hell? Let me see if I can put this down. Okay, awesome. Well, let's see what's happening. I wanted to mainly get on the mic today because I'm feeling very passionate about what's been happening when our governments are like, with what's been happening with, I guess there's no like easier way to put it, but with our administration, what's been happening with our human rights. This is not a political conversation. This is a human right conversation, human's right conversation. And that's been something that's part of the eventful things that have been happening this week. So yesterday, we'll get into a story time right now. We're going to tap into a quick story time. So I guess before we talk about this story about Dani Suarez and an event she put yesterday, I want to give some context to, I guess, who I am. More about why this matters to me and whatever this why is, you'll see. I hope that it's something that's understandable and like translatable. But I'm somebody who really always I've always wanted people to be heard in that sense. Like, I think something I've learned from my mother is that empathy is super important, being empathetic towards anybody. I grew up with just like those morals instilled in me, like from the get-go, to just look at every individual as not the same, but just like treat everybody with equal respect. Everyone deserves to be heard. Everyone has or needs the space to have their needs be met. And so storytelling and just advocating for minorities is something that I've done a lot through high school, and talking about my personal experiences through being a person of color, a Spanish-speaking person of color, and what that means in diverse cities and what that means in non-diverse cities, and how representation matters, and how our voices as people of color resonate and how they need to be considered more than ever. I feel like when I was in high school, really involved in storytelling and advocacy, it was something that was like, yeah, let's all unite together and talk about this, especially like for the past, say, decade. Like, there's a big movement with Black Lives Matter, a lot of with our current president. There's so much that's been occurring, and this isn't a conversation that we should now be having. It's conversations that have been occurring since, like, gosh, forever. But it's disheartening to think that there's we're only going backwards. And I'm not trying to fearmonger, but talking about these stories and talking about what I'm going to share very shortly about Danny Suarez's event, it was super important. Like I said, we want our voices to be heard. We need to be considered in spaces where we are the minority, where a lot of times there aren't people representing us in societal spaces, in just academic spaces, in spaces of comfort and fun. So it's like all of this means so much to me, and just standing up for myself and standing up for those who I know don't have the resources to stand up for themselves, or just people who, like, the language barrier, people who just, like, financially, like, there's so many blockers that, like, I think, unfortunately, America, we don't think out through really well for people in our country, like all types of people. And so it's topics and conversations that I've been having since high school with everybody around me. And I came to college and been a little bit quiet about it, but it's something that I'm super driven for, and I'm super, how would I say, I want to advocate again. So in high school, when I was a senior, or I think a junior in high school, I was a youth mentor for New York City Public, for the Department of Education's, what is it called, Student Voices. They have, in the DOE, they have a specific department for students and just like voicing their concerns and advocacy. Shout out to, oh my God, my queen. She's like slipping my mind right now. But I had a group of students that I was working with as a mentor, and we would talk and have conversations about gender rights, LGBTQ rights, rights as a person who speaks Spanish, rights as a person of color, academic rights, just speaking about privileges that exist in classrooms, just so many conversations. And all of this, I feel like I'm so tired of just continuing these conversations. And you would think people our age, you would think that people that like us would be on board and empathetic and speak out against those who are like coming to attack us. But the point is here is we have voices and we need to be considered. And I am somebody who in the past, although I don't show it much, I'm a very strong advocate for people, minorities, immigrants, people of color, Spanish speaking individuals. I'm a big person about telling stories and documenting these stories, hence why I do the news on Oneonta. If you're tuning in right now and you're hearing me yab about what's been happening, I run the radio station's news at the top of the hour. And that's not by accident. I think, like,
I don't know. Like, maybe a lot of people do know this about me now because I've been saying this and I've been having conversations. But journalism, writing and reporting. Sorry. Journalism, writing and reporting is something that, like, I hold deeply and I have a lot of importance. Or I guess, like, I carry with a lot of importance. And so when I tell you that... yeah, in high school, like, this was such a fervent conversation that I was happening, especially during COVID. And I don't know. I can talk about this for days, and I feel like I lost my train of thought already. But speaking about this is super important. Storytelling and documenting all these stories. Oh, that's what I was saying. The news. I write the news at the top of the hour, and that's something that reaches a specific audience in town, on campus, like, around the area, upstate. And so... it's super important to share a message. It's so important to share diversity because, hello, the population, we're not, how do I say this? Like, I feel like I'm going to go on a rant and, like, never stop and, like, say the wrong things. But there are no wrong things. There are no things to fear at all. It's more so, like, just allowing and just being that person to just vocalize what's happening on campus, off campus, and just being a resource. And I just want to highlight that if anybody's listening and in some way or some shape you have a message you want to share, you have a story that has impacted you and others, a personal story, or maybe it's a story from a loved one that you've heard and it's speaking about it's evidence to what's happening right now in our administration, please feel free to reach out to me. And I would love to highlight that story, but also just bring a message and spread more awareness to your organization, your club, and just talk about how important it is to highlight our voices. Again, I keep on saying highlighting our voices, but it's something that if you were watching the news yesterday, there was a politician who spoke out against Trump and was silenced. These are several, that's just one example of many times. And that's on record, was shown on the news. And it's something that, imagine that was shown on the news. What is out there that's not been documented, that we haven't seen, that people haven't reached out about and whatnot? Like, we need to be vocal about all that's happening. And so I want to talk about this conversation, story time, about what happened yesterday at the event. So Danny Suarez is someone who helps out with student association, and she also was part of her sorority, and she was putting together this event specifically to bring solidarity, unite a lot of the POC clubs on campus in Oneonta, to bring more awareness about just standing together as people, as student-run organizations, to recognize that there's an urgent need in our community, and that we need support and we need to stand up to take action ourselves. I don't know as to why this initial meeting began. Like, I don't have any more context as to, like, I guess there was a lot of people who are fervent, like, needing to meet together and wanted to be in one room and speak about this. But I happened to be in the area, like, around, and I saw it online, this event that, you know, was being planned online by Danny. And when I tell you, I stepped into that room and everybody who was in there were like, oh, I don't even know how to begin this story. Because when I tell you, I'm so heated, like, damn, bro. It was a space for everyone to join in conversation with the attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, immigration raids, and... it was just a space to share our feelings and just uncertainties and being vulnerable as our identities, our histories, and all of our families continue to be under this moment. And so I know I can personally relate with this as a child of immigrant parents myself. My parents are from Honduras, they're not from the United States of America, and someone who's had to grow up in America and learn the language and accommodate to all of the, American norms. It's not been easy, and it's come with some challenges. And with the administration taking the decisions they're taking, it's just disheartening because I know there's so many other people, my younger brothers, like there is a next generation that needs to be heard, and their voices, their identities, their backgrounds all play a role as to who they are as a person. And if they're not going to be acknowledged and considered in any type of way, hello, can we like start making change and like advocating for these people like us? Like, I feel like it's the right thing to do to bring awareness and spread that we exist. We are human and we deserve equal rights too. And so that was a bigger conversation that was had yesterday. And I opened up twice and I extended myself as a resource, and I'm doing it again here on the radio station during my hour. I really do want to sit down and plan like actual tangible scripts that we can share out and air on the radio station that is highlighting all of this as a topic. But yesterday's conversation was so emotional. If you were in that room, if you know, like people were talking about their stories and crying. The whole room was sniffling. Like everybody in there was so moved by what like people's stories and feelings. And when I was hearing people talk about that, I only got into that mindset of when I had like when I was a mentor in high school advocating. And so my point again is just like, come on guys, let's bring awareness, let's spread what's happening, and also not be afraid to just be ourselves and identify as we want to identify, because at the end of the day, that is how we're educating other people, and that's how we are normalizing ourselves in the society. That's how we are normalizing conversations about who we are, what our needs are as a community to people who might not recognize us or might not see us. And so it's super important to be vocal and have these conversations. And luckily, Danny organized a bunch of clubs yesterday and had us all in the Red Dragon Theater, and we were able to speak passionately about what we felt about what's been happening in America, in upstate New York, in certain places where ISIS, I don't even know if I can say that word, but I'm going to say it. ISIS has been like invading or raiding schools, or just specific locations upstate. And so I fear that it's something that needs more awareness. It's not the first time though, and that's what something that I want to say. It's not like this is new. We've been in this boat for a while now, and it's super unfortunate to say. I'll talk a little bit about my experience right here and right now, and also I want to extend the opportunity to anybody who's listening right now and say, if you want to chime in and call and speak about your experience too, feel free to call the number. It's 607-436-2711, and any points that you have that you might be tuning into, feel free to call. Here's what I'll say, because yesterday there was an individual that spoke about how his personal family is at risk with deportation and what that entails for him. And when I heard this man speak about and how he reacted and how he like got into like his how touching his story was and how vulnerable he had to be to express how difficult and how scary this time is, trust and believe, everything in my soul, like everything in my body was like turning and twisting, and I was like on the edge of tears. Like literally my roommate was sitting next to me and she was crying. Like I wish I can just like recap that, not recap, but just like I wish it was just filmed and like brought to everyone's attention. Point is, I always do want to highlight the importance of stories and stories about immigrants who come to the United States and try to not take advantage, but do what America stands for, the land of free and opportunity. And it's really disheartening to see that there are so many stories, like countless stories in Oneonsa, back home. There are people that I know, there are friends that I know, family that I have, who have so many stories of like the hard, true reality of an American dream and how untangible that is, how it's not certainly something accessible to all. And there are a lot of factors that we were talking about earlier, but here I'll go talk about my personal experience. So if you're tuning in and you want to chime in and maybe share your story, call in and we can talk about it too off air. But
here I am talking about my experience. So my mom, I said earlier, is like from Honduras. Both of my parents are. And although I was born in the States, my parents had to come to the United States. They do not know English. They do not know the common American standard. They had to, they had to adapt themselves to like what it was living in America, the money, the job, the language, and just like the way you carry yourself is so much more different. And all of that matters when you need to be represented, when you need to get a job, when you need to find an income of sorts. And so my mom worked her butt off to like to just sustain me and my older brother for years. And that her whole personal journey, her whole personal narrative about just being an immigrant single mother and just supporting her two kids on its own, like, is something that she can speak about. But I'll tell you, the gentleman that spoke yesterday who was making all of us like in our fields, and just reminds me that, and also the story that I'm saying right now, it's like there is a greater issue when it comes to what's going to happen next to those kids whose parents get deported. Here, I'll be so frank and honest, and I don't know if I'll regret ever saying this on air, but if the day happens, and God forbid the day this happens, but the day that ICE goes through my neighborhood, which they have already, literally 2 weeks ago, my brother texted me back home saying that, like, not 2 weeks ago, it's been a minute, but I got a text from my brother saying that he saw ICE, like, patrolling our block. But the day that that happens and they touch on our door and, God forbid, something happens where my parents get taken, my brothers fall under my responsibility and my older brother's responsibility. So did the gentleman yesterday who was speaking in that room. He mentioned how if his mother gets deported, he'd have to be responsible for his younger sibling, for people that, like, in his family. There's so many people probably in your class. There's so many people that you see on campus, that you see wherever you're hearing back home. And they're going through the same things, but they're just not talking about it because they're afraid. This is a time for all of us to be inclusive, to allow conversations like this to be happening, and just ensure that we're advocating for the right people, to not instill fear, and to ensure that there's a safety net, or that things can be okay despite the laws being in place. But like, there are other people out there facing these same consequences, or not consequences, yes, but like facing the same amount of stress, facing these insane amount of questions about, like, what am I supposed to do if my parents get taken? What actions am I supposed to take if my family or my relatives are taking? I'm only like 20. Like, you know, these are questions that a lot of students are having. And it's so much fear when we look around and there's no one like us. There's so much fear and just so much nervousness that comes with, like, seeing somebody that we can confide in and feel comfortable with. There's a lot of natural, just, I guess, fear and anxiety that comes with, like, wanting to ensure that we can speak in safe spaces. But that bigger conversation, we need to bring awareness to those who, I don't know, like, need support. They need to be heard, these voices. And so I'm ranting, I swear, but this is what the show is. Honestly, we're here to rant anyway. So I'm very fervent about this conversation, very vocal about this conversation, and I'm super willing to have more conversations specifically down to the niche with anybody who's listening. But I want to just do that on the show. I want to do this, and I want to be able to look back and be like, hey, we're bringing awareness and spreading this message that we exist, we are human, and we deserve the rights. And that's what I want to say. There's so much that I feel like I always do want to say too, but truly, we're definitely in a state of time, and everybody listening, everybody should be more aware of what's happening. This isn't just affecting people of color. This is affecting all types of people. This is affecting minority groups. This is affecting people in your class. This is affecting people that you have to work with. This is affecting all types. This is affecting this whole generation. And if you're somebody who's not standing up to what's occurring, then, like,
Boy, get on it. Get on it, because I'm about to start screaming. But, okay, we're going to take a little quick break at 12:30, play this one song, and we're going to come back. And, I I'm going to extend the invitation to those who might be listening and say that, like, hey, there's a phone number you can call, 607-436-2711. If you have rant of the day, or if you have something that's, like, you want to talk about that's been on your mind, like, call in, dial in, and tell me what's your rant of the day. Thanks for dialing Mars. Thanks for dialing Planet Mars, actually. What's your rant of the day? So, yeah, actually, let's play this song right now. We're going to continue this conversation, and I want to go into some resources that exist out there that if you're listening, you can share to other people so that they can be educated. We're going to get into why it's important to educate other people about this and just spread awareness. We're going to continue this conversation after this song, but this is... $5 Pony Rides by Mac Miller. Grab a.
Say, it ain't about money. I can show you the world, girl. What can you do for me? We can take a vacation, go somewhere in the country. Turn the radio on, hear my song sing. My favorite song sing. Slept through the future, missed it, it was yesterday. So we right back where we started. She's still trying to get away. Girl, you're wasting my time, and I am wasting your time. But that's okay. Going crazy, keeping all of these secrets. How was that living? Every time I reminisce, I keep thinking it was better then. I remember when we made out underneath the rain clouds. Stay out late, I don't wanna lay down. Break ground, and you tell me. We could be okay, don't know for sure. Just familiar numbers hammered to your door. You left home right away. Your life is like night and day. You keep going back and forth. Let me give you what you want. Ooh, and maybe later what you need. Yeah, I remember, girl, you used to have fun. Yeah. No, I ain't seen a smile in a while. But you're feeling pretty lonely. Yeah. Your daddy should have got you that pony. Let me give you what you want. Can I give you what you need? Can I give you what you want? Can I give you what you need? What you need? What do you need, girl? Yeah, so can I give you what you want? Whoa, 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 whoa. Can I give you what you need?
Okay, so let's get back into this conversation. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Living on Mars, a show on WRNY 90.9 FM Oneonta, Thursdays 12 to 1 p.m. And so we're shortly going to be ending. We're going to be ending around like 12:40-ish, just because I have to go to class at 1. We were speaking about how representation matters. Diversity and inclusion is something very vital, especially in our generation, and it's something that requires a lot of effort as of right now. And so we're bringing awareness on this show to spread we're spreading awareness on today's show about inclusivity, diversity, and just allowing others to share their voices and vocalize issues, as we are all human and we deserve to be heard. As simple as that is, it's such a harder conversation, because you would think that everyone would agree to that statement, or the words that I just said. There are a lot of folks here who are actively against, but also do not see the importance of advocating for experiences and advocating for people like us. So here we are, shedding and bringing awareness to it. Silence means a lot too. It's no vote, silence. It's that shows and speaks volume too. And so here we are, spreading the good word. We're preaching today. We're preaching today on Living on Mars. Yesterday, I felt like I was so passionate, and clearly I still am, because I'm talking about it. But I'm super passionate about advocating and ensuring that, like, my rights are also met. We all have rights, and as long as we're in American ground, there are rights that we are given. But it's a moment of fear right now, and it's a lot of uncertainty. And so we are here to just bring people together and know that you're not alone. These feelings that you have, they are very real. That's something that, unfortunately, we're going through together. But we're talking together, and we're going to share some resources right now. So if you're tuning in, and you've been tuning in since the beginning of the hour, you're like, well, all of this conversation, all this conversation about, like, what's happening bad, and we're not talking about what's good. Well, the problem is here. Oh, why am I getting a rest? What? Sorry, I just got a crazy message. Me when I'm reading a message on air live, because I have to read it and I'm freaking out. Oh, JK, me when it's a scam email. Okay. Yeah, so, like, oh, yeah, we're only talking about the bad thing for fear-mongering. No. We're bringing awareness and we're shedding light to what has to happen. Actual confliction, and this is not to cause division at all. This is not a two-side conversation. This is just speaking out and just being open about just the issues that exist within so many of our communities. And this is not just like, oh, like a small percentage of people in the United States of America. No. These are people that we see every day in our community, our campus, back home. These are people that we need to speak out for. It doesn't matter your racial background. It doesn't matter your religious background. It doesn't matter your ethnical background, your language. We're all here because we are humans, and we need needs, and they need to be met. And I will never be tired of repeating the same thing. And clearly I'm not done, because I keep on yapping about all of these things that have been happening. So I wanted to bring highlight some things that exist. Yesterday, luckily, Danny Suarez did such a great job providing a lot of resources that talk about the DEI, trans rights, and immigration. And all of these are links and also things that I can share out that just speak more about what's been happening together in New York. So these are specific... I'll share an organization online. I'll just give some names, and then people can go and look in to learn more about, like, the services and the immigration services that exist out there, and what's been happening. So immigrationadvocatesnetwork.org is one. And then also I'm getting one for transgender rights right now as we speak. There's a page called... Oh, well, this is familiar. Project Open Arms. TractionPNW.org. TractionPNW.org. It's a resource, a page where you can learn more about trans rights. And that sounded so like trans rights. Sorry. But just a resource, and it's a directory where you can donate and also just learn more about their values. These are organizations, again, that are like are serving as resources to learn more about what's been happening lately, and just, again, links, websites online where you can just, again, I'm just providing sources to everything that's occurring. And I want to give one more final organization name. And this is not an organization name. I'm trying to see if I can get it, though. I'll provide it by the end of this thing, though. There's so many stories that I want to highlight. So my goal for when we come back from break is to hopefully gather all of us. Not gather all of us. Who's all of us? Why am I yapping? I'm trying to open this. Okay, anyway, it's not opening. My goal is to make this form. And if you're listening and you think that it's appropriate and you would like to partake in it, just send me a text. But I'm hoping to gather this form and send it out to the community that was built yesterday. And gather these stories and put together some type of narrative. Not narrative, but an audio clip that showcases stories, that showcases the importance, why it's important to showcase, like, and bring awareness and educate all of us to speak out more, speak out in spaces and in public places that, like, we need to be heard. And so, la la la. Sorry, I'm distracted on this phone, bro. Like, I can't access this DEI link. Okay. Well, so with that being said, educating ourselves is super important. I hope that if you were listening today that you had some sense of acknowledgments and you could agree with the points that I've been making, and also just have a good vibe. Have a good vibe. Treat people with respect. Treat people with love. Treat people with kindness. Just like how you want to be treated, just treat others. There's in no way does anybody deserve to be disrespected, nor does anyone deserve to be treated any differently because of their appearance, because of how they carry themselves. And just recognizing that as a principle, I hope everyone listening is on that same page and that same wavelength. If you're not, get out right now, challenge. Like, you're not, no, I'm blocking you. Well, we're going to wrap our show up with one last thing. I want to wrap up with this one song. But again, extending this to anyone who's listening, we love and we want to support and we want to unite voices to speak on this. And so talk to a friend, be a great ally, spread love. Okay, not me being so inspirational, like, as if. Bring awareness and spread that we are humans is all. That's all I ask. That's all I ask on this simple day. On this simple day before we go back to break. Acknowledge your friends. Acknowledge your classmates. And just bring, what's it called? Just bring a good, chill vibe. I promise you, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to be kind. It doesn't hurt to be kind at all. So this is It's Our Love by The Sacred Souls. It's one of the songs from Will I See You Again, on their album called Will I See You Again. And this has been Living on Mars. This hour, this quick 40-minute interval has been my show, where I just yapped and I talked about what's been relevant to my life, what's been relevant in the Oneonta area, what's been relevant in what I feel like is personal and very important to represent. And so I hope you guys enjoyed this week, and stay tuned for next Thursday after break, where we'll probably have a Tiny Desk performance where I'll be playing live music. And if you have any suggestions for any more shows, feel free to call and reach out and text me. I'm Grappa Grappa. Have a great week, everybody.
say?
Well, why don't you just keep the trap closed? Doesn't really taste too good the way you make it.
The way you make
it. If in fact it is a little gross. If you pay with attention, don't play with intention. Expect nothing in return. Your condescension makes tiny incisions. Some of us came here to learn. Check, please.
Oh, well, you count me out.
Check, please.
Oh, well, you really count me out.
Check.
summer potion. Did I fail to mention your love runs the heavens? No, you were not playing. Did I fail to mention loving in the trenches, looking for the exit, kind of sort of tragic, 'cause I could never.
WONYONION, New York.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World.